My name is Elma. Well, they tell me I'm 100 years old. Well, I can remember way back when I went to church in Clark Center, and I remember the pastor didn't have the opening part of the service. It was a Norwegian man, and his title was, he was a klokkeman, and he would get up and pray, and probably lead the audience in songs, but that was his job, and in Norwegian. But I can remember that, and first when we got home, we said, "Well, Mom, what did he say?" Because we weren't that good in Norwegian either to know what the words all meant. But it was kind of a nice thing to do. It was a good thing to do. When it was that much snow that we had to all, it was just my mom, my dad, and my sister and I. And so we crawled into the sled, and Dad would drive. And I think in the early days there was some kind of a shed or a protection for them to put their horses in. You kind of remember?
Yeah.
And I think then there were feed bucks, I think, and should ask Marlon Fallon more of these questions. Anyway, that was a good feeling because then we just, we knew our horses were, they're comfortable. They could eat out of the haymow. And then we went into church and sat through the service. And when the service was over, then of course it was to hitch our horses up again to our sled. And we lived about 7 miles from the church. So we sometimes had cold feet by the time we got home, those were pioneer days, I'm 100 years old.
Yeah. Well, and I was just feeling guilty about not shoveling my way to the church.
Yeah.
You just need a sled.
Yeah.
Pull her in a sled.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
What's it like getting to church now? Because do you take your walker?
It seems like it's kind of cumbersome, but I take it with me.
Yeah, and you go down the ramp, and then do you go this way? Do you go behind the church?
No, it depends on the weather.
Yeah, uh-huh. We have this way and that way. So
it probably feels like 7 miles.
It takes that much.
But time. I like the feeling of being able to push the. Push that walker thing over there, but they put their foot down, and even our janitor, he's such a sweetheart, but he thinks that he wants to push me in a wheelchair, and I don't especially, I want some independence too, and I really feel like I've done something when I walk, when I take that one walkway, it's
but it takes
there isn't snow and ice all the time. But anyway, I like being able to just push myself with the walker.